Okay.
The meeting of the Animal Service Facilities Advisory Committee is called to order. Consent items 23-0951, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting as of May 31, 2023. The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session at the Collin County Animal Services, 4750 Community Avenue, McKinney, Texas, on May 31st, 2023 at 11:55 p.m. Call to order, board members present, Mocha Anderson, Ashley Thompson, Mary Alice Ketchum, Laura Barnett, Misty Brown, Cindy Durham. Absent, Ewa Sissick. Consent items, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting March 8, 2023. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Laura Barnett, seconded by board member Mary Alice Ketchum, to approve and refer 23-0438 minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting March 8, 2023. Regular agenda items 23-0439, tour the Collin County Animal Services Facility. 23-0440, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Mocha Anderson to approve 23-0440, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Next meeting is set for January 24th, 2024 at 12 p.m. at Council Chambers, adjourned 12:04 p.m. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Move we approve the minutes as read.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Regular agenda items. First item is 23-0952. Introduce board members.
I'm Meredith Brennan. I'm not sure what other information you guys want. I live in McKinney.
Cool.
New to this board.
Dog or cat person?
Yeah. Well, all living.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
But we have 5 cats and 1 dog, so the cat lovers are winning cats in our home.
That makes sense.
But you know, all.
I'm Ashley Thompson. I'm the animal services manager for McKinney.
I'm Mocha Anderson. I'm the president of Second Chance SPCA in Plano.
Misty Brown, Director of Collin County Animal Services.
Ewa Sissick, I'm a veterinarian. I work in Wiley, but I live in McKinney.
Okay, I'm Mary Alice Ketchum. We live in McKinney just a couple miles from here. We've had beagles for many years, and we live in McKinney. I already said that.
I'm Sherry Darbo. I'm the alternate, and I have 3 cats, and 2 Great Pyrenees, and both Pyrenees are trained therapy dogs, so they visit the Ivy and the Heritage in Allen, and they've also gone to the public libraries and things like that.
That's neat.
And we'd like our organization to be known because we tried to volunteer after that terrible tragedy in Allen to let people know at the schools and so on that, you know, it's a group of about 19 people who all the dogs are trained and certified. And to let them know that the group, anyone that they wanted, would be glad to help out, but we never were contacted. So if you know anyone, please let them know. It is Denny Gives Back is the name of the group. And the one lady, Denny, D-I-N-I, Gives Back. And the lady who founded it and trained all the animals, she named it after her dog. And I also have worked with a Great Pyrenees Rescue Group.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you all aware that Pyrenees are not counted as dogs? They are counted as livestock animals.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I don't know.
That makes sense.
I saw that and I could not understand. I guess that means that it's okay then for them to just leave them out, not being fed, not being taken care of.
Well, no, you're supposed to take care of your livestock.
And I think it's just terrible.
But you see them shown at like the Westminster Kennel Club.
Yes, yes, they're beautiful show dogs. And they're smart, intelligent. Mm-hmm. Now they're more stubborn as a breed because they were left on their own for so long that they had to make the decisions about whether something was a threat or not. And they bark.
We get a lot of them at the shelter.
The next item up is 23-0953, election of chairperson and vice chairperson.
Was that you?
How does that go?
So aren't you already a chairperson?
Yeah, how does that go?
I move that Lopez continues to be our chairperson.
Right.
I would second that.
She does a great job.
She does an amazing job. There's no way.
You don't call the vote?
You've got a motion in a second, Mocha. Sorry. Do you want to call it?
All in favor.
Aye.
Who did the first motion?
I didn't.
Vice chairperson.
Who was it?
Surprise.
Well, in that case, I would like to move that Dr. Sissick remain as the vice. Also done a wonderful job.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Next up is 23-0954, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date.
Take it 10 minutes, please. Now, our actual next meeting date is set for January 24th. Do y'all want to stick to that date?
What was the date?
January 24th.
January 24th.
Is the time flexible at all?
No, it's always on Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Okay. I have to take a whole day off of work every time.
Oh no.
Like if we could do it at 9, 10, I could take a half day.
Yeah. No ma'am, I'm sorry.
Okay. And is this one going to be here or at the shelter?
No, here.
Dr. loves it when it's cold at the shelter.
Cold and rainy.
Raining. Yes. It's always raining.
That is her favorite.
At the shelter.
And we had it in May. And
yeah. So the one we voted for in May, it was January 24th here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that meeting we'll schedule for a tour.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's going to be here. Correct. Here. Okay.
Yes.
Are there any board and manager comments? If not, the meeting is adjourned.